You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Brought to you by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
He is Mason Crosby. I am Mitch Nellis. We are the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. The leadoff show tonight at 5 o'clock, special 90-minute edition, because first pitch at AmFam Field at 6:40. Andrew Haney and Jose Quintana on the mound tonight as the Pirates are in town. And joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is our very, very good friend, the one, the only, Drew Wagner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Thunder.
Say hi to Mason. Mason's here, too. Say hi to Mason.
Oh, Mason's here today? Good morning, Mason.
I am here today, yes. Yeah, I mean, normal week this week. But, yeah, it's good having Mitch back. He's he's back rolling in his normal operating hours.
I got used to sleeping in.
Yeah, a little sleepyhead.
Starting at 11 was kind of nice as opposed to sleeping. Having food just like ready for me.
So good.
At the State Fair. Now, there are some Pete's Pops, Cream City, the Bucks and Pete's Pops did some like creamsicle type things for the Cream City uniforms. So there were a couple in the freezer still. So I crushed one of those this morning. It's all about, I mean, State Fair might be done, but it's still all about food, Mason.
Always about food. That's
Thank
right.
You. Thank
and
you.
For Drew, it's all about this Brewers baseball team. So. Yeah, let's start from the beginning of this series, and let's just start about with that Friday night game. What you thought of it as it was unfolding, and then how it ended with that electricity. Just tell us your thoughts on that, Drew. And were you openly excited at the end of that game, or are you not allowed to do that there in the press box?
I'm not allowed to do that there in the press box, and I mean, you get kind of numb to it, but still, I mean, it's pretty impressive. That whole weekend, man, that was some of the best. And I feel like we say this after every series now, but that's been some of the best baseball that I've seen this team play in years. I mean, everything is just going right for them right now. Every single thing, every lucky break, every lucky bounce, every decision, it's just all working in their favor. And then beyond that, they're backing it up with the play on the field. You know, we keep hearing about the Brewers being called luck merchants, and that's great. But the thing is, when you get lucky breaks, you have to take advantage of it. It's like, we always hear about Aaron Rodgers and his free play performances. You know, when they call the flag, it's a free play, whatever. Listen, it's one thing to get that flag and get that free play, but it's a whole other thing entirely to complete that 60-yard pass for a touchdown on the free play. It's the same thing here. The Brewers are causing these teams to make all these errors.
Yep.
That's one thing. But then they're going and they're cashing in on it. And that's where the success is coming from. Yeah, they're getting a lot of unearned runs. That means they're doing something after they got the lucky break. And every time they get that lucky break, they do what they have to do to cash in on it.
Exactly. Yeah, and again, you hit it on the head, because it's like high school, you know, little league, then the high school, then college, and once you get to the pros, I mean, there are very few moments in any of these games where you're just going to, you know, see as many mistakes. You're not going to see as many mistakes. You have to go out there and put that pressure, keep that stress on these teams, and we talked about it last week. I mean, this team plays stress-filled baseball for their opponents. Their opponents just have to play a full game, and they have to stay locked in, because this Brewers team will just claw their way back. I want to ask, and because we started off the show with this, do you have a, from Friday night to Sunday night, a Sunday afternoon's game, like a walk-off homer or the throw out from center field to home plate? Like, which one, if you were just a spectator, not in the box, like, which one would have gotten you more jacked up?
Probably the play at the plate. That was impressive. I mean, listen, there's no INT, but you can't spell media without me. I hate walk-offs, because that usually means I'm rewriting my entire story in the span of 30 seconds.
Love it.
But if I was swilling beer in the stadium, man, like I'm probably getting jacked up over that Blake Perkins throw. I mean,
that was awesome.
You're looking at extra innings here, and that, from a writer's standpoint, I'm probably looking at that one too, because the last thing I want to deal with is extra innings. but man, that was phenomenal. That was just absolutely phenomenal. You know what they did this weekend, because they did not play their best baseball. You know, they played good baseball, and they made the most of their opportunities, but they weren't as sharp. Clint Priester had his first clunker in months. It was bound to happen, whatever. But the beauty of it was, they found a way to win regardless. They took advantage of it. They had guys step up. They made plays when they had to make plays. They did what they had to do to keep the ball rolling, and that was the impressive thing of it.
We got Drew Wagner with Forbes Sports, our Brewers Clubhouse insider, joining the Mason Crosby Show. You said that exactly, because it was like McGill comes in on Friday night to close this thing out, and he just throws meatballs. You know, they were 100-mile-an-hour meatballs, but he's just throwing them right in the center of right across the plate, and all of a sudden the Mets bats get hot. They're finding hits. And, as soon as that hit went out, I'm just like, oh, my gosh, like, what is going on? And then Perkins just saves the day. And then we got to go to old Billy Quintana over there, or not Quintana, sorry, Contreras, there at home plate. And what he has done and what his last few series have looked like. Like, what do you think has gone on to kind of reset? Obviously, maybe his hand, his stuff is a little bit better. But talk a little bit about what old William Contreras is doing over there for this Brewers team.
If his power is really coming back, look out. That's kind of like the last piece of the puzzle right now. You know, Contreras is one of the big boppers in that lineup. And we haven't seen much of that this year. And now he's absolutely crushing the ball. Maybe it is his finger is feeling better. Maybe it's the way he's getting pitched. Whatever it is, he's taking advantage of it. And if his pop is back, I mean, that just takes the Brewers to a whole another level. You know, the gripe that I keep seeing, which I think is ridiculous, is, oh, the Brewers are peaking too soon. They're peaking too soon. Well, there's no such thing as that. You have to win as many games as you can. But if that was the case, take into account, you haven't had Contreras playing up to Contreras standards all year long. And Yelich is in a bit of a funk. You're still missing Reese Hoskins. You're still missing Jackson Chourio. So even if they were quote-unquote peaking right now, they're still going to get better in the next coming weeks. And that should be the scary thing to other teams. Like, as good as the Brewers are playing right now, they are not playing at full strength yet. Some of their best players are either in the cooler at the moment or are on the IL. They've got some guys coming back that can make this offense even better, and that could be lights out.
For sure, and not every peak has a sharp fall off on the other side. You know, sometimes you plateau, And if this is the plateau for this team, I think that I think we would take that for the rest of the season. If like this is the best the baseball is going to be for this Brewers club, I think we would take this type of ball the rest of the season.
If they could stay at this level, yes.
Yeah, if they just they reach that kind of, this is the pinnacle and this is the peak, and now they just cruise at this altitude for the rest of the season. I don't think anyone's going to be disappointed what the end result looks like there.
No, not at all. Unless I keep hearing, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter because they're going to blow it in the playoffs. Just enough with that already. For the love of God, this is like a historic, magical season. Enjoy it. This does not happen very often. What you're seeing right now is not normal in baseball. This has nothing to do with the postseason. You know, there's still a long ways to go and a lot of work that has to be done. And they are playing off their rear ends right now. Like, enjoy it. Worry about the playoffs when the playoffs get here. You still have to qualify for them.
Drew Wagner joining us here on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. You guys were talking about William Contreras and the home runs. Part of me thinks that, like, he looked at, all of a sudden he looked at the Wisconsin Lottery power, whatever it is that they do on FanDuel, and he saw that Bryce Terang had tied him for home runs, because Bryce Terang is in the middle of an absolute heater right now. And so William said, hold my beer, I got to go hit a couple home runs today so that I'm not tied with Bryce Terang. But what a, you know, we've talked about Bryce Terang throughout the season being this like consummate professional. But all of a sudden, he's discovered a power stroke. I mean, his OPS is through the roof over the past 10 days. He comes in yesterday to pinch hit and works a single and ends up scoring a tying run. Like, what impact can this, is this a new and improved Bryce Terang that all of a sudden is hitting home runs?
I think it's the natural evolution. Like, we've written about this a lot this year, and we've talked about it a lot this year. Like, he's got some absolute power in batting practice. I mean, he just goes out there and rakes. And everyone's like, why doesn't he just do that in the game? Well, it's hard because your mechanics are different. You know, you're not facing a guy throwing 100 off the peak of the mound. You're just trying to get loose. Getting your timing adjusted to do that takes time. It takes experience. It takes development. We're seeing Bryce Terang evolve. It's easy to forget that this is, what, his third year in the big leagues. He's still a young player. He's still learning how to do it all. I mean, go back to Carlos Gomez. Carlos Gomez didn't become, like, a regular 20 home run guy until a couple years into his career. These dudes take time sometimes. You know, you have to learn how to adapt your swing and adjust your swing and adjust your timing and this, that, and the other thing. And you can't do that right off the bat. You're seeing Bryce Terang take that next logical step in his development. And you're kind of seeing it for Sal Frelick too, to a slightly lesser extent. Like, power comes. You know, you have the raw power. Then it's a matter of putting your mechanics in your swing and your abilities in the right spot to take advantage of that. I think the power has always been there, and now you're seeing Terang understand how to use it.
I like that. What do you think? So Isaac Collins with the walk-off homer yesterday, do you think that moved the needle in the national, you know, media narrative for him to just kind of get the recognition he deserves as a potential Rookie of the Year candidate?
I mean, I think so, but that could be market bias. I mean,
it's got to do something. I mean, you had a walk-off homer.
It's
got to
do something.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
Yep. I heard from my good friend Mike Farron of MLB Network, who said, you know, it's not, I said, if he was in any other market, Isaac Collins would be dominating the Rookie of the Year discussion. And Mike said, you know, I disagree. And he made some good points. You know, there's not a runaway winner, but you look at it right now, how can you look at anyone other than Isaac Collins as Rookie of the Year? Never mind the numbers, but you look at how those numbers have impacted the team and what they've meant for this team and what they've helped this team accomplish. And I think you have to take that into account. Then you look at his defensive play. I mean, this guy was absolutely brutal in the outfield in spring training. Like, he was not good.
He had never played it before, right?
He had never played it before.
That's wild.
He went out there his first game, dropped a couple balls. He just looked lost. He was like me trying to go out there in a bar and date. It was horrible. and now he's probably the best defensive left fielder in baseball. I think you take all that into account. So, yeah, I do think he was in a bigger market. He'd be getting more attention for it. I definitely think that. And I think he should be the front runner because it's hard to argue that there's another rookie that has had a better season and had more of an impact on a successful team than Isaac Collins.
Hmm. That's awesome.
I like that. That's exciting. Drew Wagner here at Four Sports, our Brewers Clubhouse Insider, at by Andrew Wagner on X, joining the Mason Crosby Show as he does every Monday and Thursday at 10 a.m. You don't want to miss it because, we just get to kind of dive deep into what this Brewers team is doing. He's there all the time, checking them out, not celebrating because you're not allowed to do that, but in his heart,
that's right.
He is happy.
That's right. So today, Jose Quintana's on the mound, and talk about the consistency that he just brings as this veteran. You know, he's not a guy who's thrown 97, 99. He's just that wily veteran who changes speeds, changes angles. What has he meant to this team?
He's been a stabilizing force. And I think his role when they brought him in was to be just that. You know, the Brewers' starting pitching depth was taking a beating already early in spring training. When they went out and signed him, and then it just got worse as the year went on. Getting him in there was a stabilizing force. He's kind of fallen to the back of the pack now, you know, not so much because of his performance. I mean, he hasn't been world-beating, but he's been steady. He's been consistent. But they've had so many guys that have stepped up and kind of surpassed him in the pecking order. It's hard to see what his role is going to be moving forward, but for the time being, he's just that guy that's going to go out there and you know you're going to get five or six innings out of him. They might not always be pretty, but he's going to leave you with a chance to win. He doesn't win you the game anymore, but he's not going to cost you the game anymore.
What do you think about this the series against the Pirates before we let you go? Obviously, they're not they don't have the best record right now. Obviously, it's you know it's one of those you expect to win this series, especially with the pitching lineup again that is coming down the line here with Quintana, then Peralta, then Woodruff, which just is crazy whenever you say that. Just like Quintana's the least of like kind of the pecking order of what this pitching starting pitching crew is right now. What do you expect from this series? And just tell us a little bit about this Pirates team.
I mean, the Pirates are not good, but they've been playing better. They've got a pretty good record the last couple of weeks. They've knocked off some pretty decent teams. They've had some success. They're a bunch of young dudes that are hungry. You know, it's easy to say this all, although you're playing the Pirates at home, it should be a sweep. It's not going to be that easy. You know, they're going to come out loaded for bear. They want to knock the Brewers off their rails a little bit. They're going to bring their A game, all the other cliches. It's easy to look past them, especially with such a big road trip looming. You got to go in there with the same approach that you would if you're playing the Dodgers. You know, you got to go in and make that. We got to make life hell for their opposing starting pitching. Try and win that series. And keep in mind that the Cubs are going up to Toronto this week, so it's a chance to gain some ground. And you can only do that if you stick to your game plan and stick to what's been working for you for the last 2-3 months. And that's going in there with a singular approach, a micro approach, pitch by pitch, at bat, play by play. Don't worry about tomorrow or the day after that. Just worry about today.
And I think this team does that, you know, better than any other team in baseball right now. That's just like that's where their success has come from, is just not even, you know, hanging anything on the day before. They're just like, all right, new opportunity. We're going to go and take this one in stride and just play these games one at a time. And I think there's a contingent of fans, like you said, there's a contingent of fans that say they're gonna blow it in the playoffs, you know, like they're gonna disappoint us. But there's also probably a contingent of fans that's in the mindset now. It's like it's gonna be disappointing if they don't sweep every series because they've just been so dominant. So it's like winning series isn't enough now. It's just now we need to sweep every game. But we need to come back to earth and say you're probably not gonna win every game moving in, you know, out here. You got some tough ones ahead of you. But I do think this Pirates series, much, you know, honestly, you look back, it's like the Marlins series. You got to kind of look at this team, you know, a team that you're playing and say, like, what is their recency? You know, what have they done lately? And let's make sure that we have, you know, throw our best stuff at them and get into that Toronto series off on a good foot here.
Yeah, it's always tough. you know, Doug Melvin, the old Brewers GM, used to say, I don't look at the standings as much as I look at what has the team done in their last 10 games. It's the teams that come in that are always 8-2, 7-3 in their last 10 games. Those are the teams you have to look out for, because that means they're playing well, they're on a roll right now, and you're catching them at the right time. Like, look at the Mets. They roll into town, and they were, I think, 10 or 12 games above 500. But they lost 8 of 9 coming in, 9 of 10 coming in. Like, they were definitely down and wounded a little bit. So you can have a good team that's playing bad baseball, and you can have a bad team that's playing good baseball. And that can affect more than what their record is in the standings.
I mean, that's what happened when the Marlins came into town, right? They were just playing really well at that moment, and they came in here and won 2 out of 3. And nobody, you know, we didn't see that coming, and it's just, that's just baseball.
I can't even remember that happening. The fact that they lost, right, like, they lost a series
lost
at some
series?
Point.
That doesn't
that's insanity.
Happen.
It's awesome.
Well,
We're just saying, like, that doesn't happen. The Brewers don't lose series.
Oh, no.
And they lost a series to the Marlins. It's crazy.
Yep. Every team can come in there and win. I mean, I don't know what the record is, but I know the Pirates have at least, like, 50 victories on the season. So, you know, chances are they could win a couple. They could definitely win one in here. It's not going to be the end of the world. The Brewers are going to lose a game before the end of this season. It's weird that they only need to win 27. They go 27-18.
Don't say
100 games.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
And they got they have you know, some tough ones coming up. Cubs are looming, so have to go out there to Wrigley here in a few weeks. I guess what? That's just a week away. That's like 30 games from now, but it's a week from now. So
That's the tough thing is you've got the Pirates this week at home, then you go to Cincinnati, and you look at it, those are two series the Brewers should win. But if you're looking ahead to next Monday and that 5-4, you're in trouble. You cannot lose sight of the job that you have in front of you, even though that big showdown is looming.
Yeah, and I think this, like I said, this team does it better than any in the Major League Baseball right now. I mean, they are just a one game at a time group that goes out there and they just ball and they find ways to win. So, Drew, really appreciate you joining us again on this this beautiful Monday as we wrap up that series against the Mets and head on to this new one against the Pirates. Can't wait to talk to you again on Thursday and see where this Brewers team is after this Pirates series.
Sounds good, my friends.
Thank you, Drew.
I appreciate it.
That's Drew Wagner joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. And he was right. Pittsburgh has 51 wins on the season.
Yeah.
That means they've won 51 times. And
they can win.
Yep. They lose more than they win, but they've you know, they're not 0-119. Like,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That'd be rough. That would be rough. 0-17. I thought 0-17. 0-17 was rough. Yeah, let's
don't 0-119.
Don't look at the Colorado Rockies record though. That's
I know.
Pretty, yeah.
Oh, that would be tough.
And the Brewers didn't. You know, the Brewers went 4-2 against the Rockies. It's not like they swept the they sweep the Dodgers, but they go 4-2 against the Rockies because baseball, right, Mason?
That's how it works. Yeah, they weren't playing their best ball then.
No, that's true. Remember, you can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or just go straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcasting app. Search The Mason Crosby Show. Mason and Crosby, common spelling. Nothing, no silent Fs or anything like that.
I haven't changed it yet. Yeah.
Puff Mason, like P.F. Mason. No,
nope. I could go like Maison, like the, you know, like the beer.
Z, yeah.
No, or, yeah, or M-A-I-S.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
So
yes, like maison. French maison. Yeah, why not? Hit the follow button. Make sure you hit the follow button and do that on YouTube while you're there as well. Find us at The Fan Milwaukee on YouTube and hit the follow button so you get every minute of the show your way and on your time. We'll take a look around the NFL after exhibition week one. Some injury updates, some personnel updates to get to as well. And just like, you know, good opportunity to make fun of some people who deserve being made fun of. Right?
That's what we do at 10:20. So, right, yeah, if you ever want it, that's what we do. It's either 10:20 or NIL. Is the wild card hour.
Yeah, that or NIL.
Yep, like, we're wild making fun card of people segment.
Or NIL.
That's right.
He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nellis. We're the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.